This is the taped interview with Mrs. Edith Kernelson. Mrs. Kernelson, could you tell me when and where you were born?
I was born in Provost, Alberta. When? 1934?
It's just 1934. How long did you live there?
Oh, just, we moved, when I was five, we moved to Grand Prairie, from Grand Prairie to southern Alberta, to Coaldale.
Where?
Coaldale, just out of Lethbridge.
Where is that?
Southern Alberta.
Well, where did you attend primary school?
In Coaldale, southern Alberta.
Secondary school?
High school there too.
Many things are different: entertainment, work, education, and social activities when you were young. What are some of these differences?
In those days, I don't feel that there was as much stress on sports. There were more. There was more time spent on actual work and working together to provide for the family.
What were your main activities as a child?
What age are you talking about?
A childhood.
I guess it focused mainly around the school community activities. In my family, I don't really remember so much, you know, going out as family and traveling like we do today.
What games did you play?
I remember my mom used to refer to me as the tomboy because I liked to be out and doing things like playing ball and things like that, which is a far cry from what I am today.
Did you have parties, school concerts, dances?
School concerts, as far as dances, they had a few, but I did not, or I remember going a couple of times, but I was not interested at all, so.
How did you get to these events?
I walked. We lived, both places that we lived in Coaldale was just about a mile or mile and a quarter from town. So I remember walking through blizzards and everything. I was determined, you know, if there was a young people's activity or something like this, I wanted to go. That was the way I went.
At any time did you not have electricity?
We never had electricity at home as long as I was at home. When I went into nurse's training, my mom moved into town and then she had electricity.
What did you use instead?
Coal oil lamps, Aladdin lamps.
How did you travel?
Well, I walked most of the way, most of the time, and my mom, I remember, used to go to Lethbridge, which is 10 miles. In those days, it seemed quite far. Now it's not far. But she'd go to Lethbridge by bus, and then every once in a while she'd take us along. My dad was away in the army a good part of my, from about 8 to 14.
Where did you live while attending school?
At home. In Coaldale.
Right in Coaldale?
Well, about a mile away from the school. And we walked.
Where were you during the war years?
In Coaldale. And like I said, my dad was in the army most of those years.
So it affected you quite a bit?
Definitely.
Where did you work?
I remember as kids, we would go to the railway station when the dads and boyfriends and stuff like this would come home on leave. We would go when they'd come in, and I remember going there when they went away, and that was a very, very sad time because there were many tears from the young ladies and the mothers. knowing that they might never see their loved ones again.
Where did you work after you finished school?
I went into nurse's training in Lethbridge, 10 miles from Coaldale. Finished my training, and then that's when I came up to Hazleton.
What was the pain of working on it then?
I think then it was just starting to really come in. Before that, there weren't too many. Well, there were some, but not on a big scale, trained nurses. But as nurses, we were helpers to the doctors, kind of thing. That was our attitude. Whereas now, one of the ladies that went back into refresher course said, it's a totally different stress kind of a thing, that, okay, you are your own person in yourself too, you know, you're not just working as a subordinate to the doctor kind of thing. And she found that a bit, it bothered her.
Was there anything else women did in those days?
They actually did just about anything to support the husband or the dad in the family. Although at that point there were many wives that were alone with the children at home because of the husbands being away. I remember as kids we went out and worked in the beet fields in southern Alberta, sugar beet fields. And this is how Mom supplemented her income a little bit. Must have been about, 10, 11 or 12, something like that when we used to go out.
How many children do you have?
We have 8 children, 4 boys. 5 boys, 3 girls, pardon me.
Why did you move to Hazleton?
I came up here to work as an RN in the hospital. 1955.
How do you compare the Hazletons back then to where you used to live?
Well, when I came up, I knew very little about Hazleton. I knew that I was coming to a mission hospital. And when I came here, I was welcomed very warmly by Dr. Whiting and Dr. Palmer, who were here at that time. I really thought I was coming to a much more backward place. From where I come from, the natives lived in wigwams, tents, and that type of thing in southern Alberta, particularly during the summer. And that's sort of what I expected here. But it was quite different when I came here, because they lived in houses. The reserves, yes, some of them leave a lot to be desired, but, you know, they basically live very much the same as white people.
You mean where you come from, all Indians lived in
wigwams? Not all of them, but a lot of them. That was my idea of Indians.
And could you tell me something about the buses?
We ran we contracted school buses for the Terrace School Board for 15 years. We enjoyed that very much. There were some hassles connected with it, but we are very, very thankful. It was a good living for us when our children were all small. We still both enjoy driving bus. In some ways, we look at that period and think, well, it just got too busy. It was too, at the peak, we were running 10 buses with the kindergarten bus. And it really was too busy for us, because Johnny did the maintenance on the buses at the same time. But we look on that period of our life as a very enjoyable time.
What years were they?
We got out of it in 80, so we were in it 15 years. That makes it 65? Yeah. Before that, Johnny was in the bulk shell oil plant. I'd just like to say that when Johnny's parents first came to Hazleton, it was mainly because there wasn't really mission work here, and they did not come as a minister, they came as lay people together with another couple to start a mission Sunday school. At times that was a very difficult thing for them to do, and yet they felt that that was the purpose they came. They built cabins, but that was just a secondary thing as far as they were concerned. Thank you.